This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Jeremy Wolf.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Good Neighbor Podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Wolf, and today I'm joined by, we have a trio, a trifecta, if you will. I am sitting here with Sam, Mike, and Andrea. Sorry to have you go last there, Andrea. No disrespect to the ladies in the room. And Sam, Mike, and Andrea join us from Weather Recovery Solutions. Guys, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
No, the pleasure is all on this side of the screen, as I like to say. And thanks, as always, to our listeners for tuning in. So, guys, tell everyone, what do you do over at Weather Recovery Solutions?
So, we at Weather Recovery Solutions, we are a full-service roofing contractor, right? So, our main focus is on providing our clients with re-roofs, any service-related repairs that they may need, maintenance. Just a full service contractor that services all their roofing needs, basically, in a sense. And that goes from the residential realm all the way to the commercial realm. So pretty much in a nutshell, that's what we like to focus on. And of course, we strive always to grow every day.
The big and small, we do it all.
love it. And what areas do you typically service? I'm assuming primarily the South Florida area. What counties do you go to? What's your reach?
Well, we're located in Broward County, but we're a state licensed contractor. So we go, you know, Dade County, Broward, Palm Beach, Martin County. We have some jobs in Lee County. So we basically everywhere we need to go, as long as it makes sense.
How long has Weather Recovery Solutions been in existence? When did you start the business? And let's hear a little bit about how you guys got into the roofing business.
We've been around for about 2 years now.
Okay.
And we started, we've been doing this for a long time. I mean, I've been personally doing it for about 18 years. Mike's the
same.
19, going on 19. He's about the same. And we worked for other companies. And me and him, we were both working together. And we just kept talking about it all the time, talking about it. Until one day the light bulb came out on our heads and said, all right, well, it's time.
Why not us, right?
Right.
Everybody else is doing this.
Right.
Yeah.
So are you guys, Sam and Mike, are you long-term friends? Are you related? What's your relationship?
Long-term friends.
Okay. So you were both in the roofing business. Did you work at the same company together, or were you in different companies? You were at the same place.
Right.
And after 18, 19 years of doing that, you said, hey, why don't we go ahead and do this for ourselves and get into business for ourselves? So having done that, having taken the leap of faith and become an entrepreneur and starting your own business, what would you say was the most challenging thing about starting your own business? And then on the other side of that, the most rewarding thing that you've experienced since you've gone out on your own?
For me, the most challenging thing was not knowing where that next paycheck was going to come from.
The unknown.
Love it. The unknown. Very scary. You know, just starting from zero, not getting any type of income and just starting your own company. That was the biggest scare for me. What about you, Mike?
I mean, you're right on. That was the same for me too.
Yeah.
It was taking that leap of faith and trying, because at the time we were both still working full-time jobs.
Right.
And it was like at a point where we still wanted to stay at our full-time jobs because we were getting obviously that income every week. Right. And then trying to push ourselves to say, you know what, we just need to go and just go in at 100% and let our work ethic and the camaraderie, our teamwork in each other, belief in each other, and just go for it. And that's what we did.
Yeah.
The rest is history.
That's why we're here.
So what's the most rewarding part now, having gotten to the other side of that and having your own business for the last 2 years?
Well, for me, and I would think that for them as well, is just the the way we get rewarded with the clients. That was the main reason why we kind of started this business. You know, they were miserable working where they were working in terms of, you know, seeing that things were not done properly. It was always about the money and the clients were not always happy. And, you know, I said, we got to make this happen. So we started as, you know, customer satisfaction is our number one priority. We love what we do and we show it. And I think being able to have clients becoming friends because of the way we deal with business, it's the most rewarding thing. So a lot of our clients became friends. And, you know, to me, that's the ultimate goal. You know, obviously, you know, customer satisfaction and being happy doing what you do.
Nice. Now, Andrea, do you also come from a background in this industry, or what's your,
no,
what's your journey like?
No, my journey. Yeah. what I have not done, but my journey into the construction industry started probably 4 years ago. And I decided that I needed a new route. And, you know, I decided to go into construction, the building construction technology college, not knowing that we were going to end up, you know, opening a roofing company. So my goal was to go to college and maybe get a GC license. And in the midst of everything, you know, to me, was already guiding me through that path. You know, we opened the roofing company. So, you know, I've been in the industry like 4 years, but being the owner and being into the roofing industry for two now. So,
and how do you know Sam and Mike? Are you relation to either of them or just friends?
Well, I know him for 20 years. We married for 19.
I figured as much. So very cool. So yeah, husband and wife team, friend for life. I mean, that's what it's all about, right? Local family-owned operated businesses that are
veteran-owned as well.
Veteran-owned.
Thank you for your service, by the way. That's fantastic.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So I probably have more experience than most people with roofs. I had to re-roof my old house. I'm in the process of re-roofing my current house. So I have a general idea of what goes into this. But speaking to somebody out there that maybe has never gone through that process of changing their roof, what are some common myths or misconceptions or things that you generally encounter when working with clients that are doing these types of projects?
Well, what I see is that people are never too excited about changing their roof, right? It's not like doing your bathroom or remodeling your kitchen. So people are, you know, hesitant. They know it costs a lot of money. And it's not exciting, but it's the most important part of your house, right? If you don't have a roof over your head, that it, you know, your walls, everything end up getting, you know, can get destroyed if you don't have a roof. So that's.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And I think a lot of misconception too, or the expectation is going to get done like right now. You know, I don't think they fully understand, and that's our job, obviously, to educate them that it doesn't happen, you know, just like that at the snap of a finger. There's a whole process that, you know, we all have to go through from permitting and stuff like that. And as we all know, I don't know what you're experiencing, but some building departments can take several months to get a permit. So that kind of, you know, is a little hesitant on homeowners. Like, oh, they think you can just be there tomorrow once, you know, they come to an agreement,
right?
But it's just not the case. And again, we have to educate them on that and be as upfront as possible, because there's other contractors that'll tell them, yep, we can get it done, you know, in 2-3 days.
Yeah.
And that's just, you know,
red flag.
No, that's a red flag.
You know, we just believe in being honest and upfront and explaining the whole process and constant communication with them and letting them know where we're at in the process. And that's how they get a more feel and more comfortable with us as a roofing company. So what about you?
The same way.
Yeah.
All good things take time, right? I wanted to ask though about is there still, I know post COVID, obviously there was issues with supply chains. Are you finding that in terms of ordering materials, is it still taking many, many months to get certain orders? Is there, are supplies more readily available now? What's going on with that?
Well,
it's getting better with the tile part of it.
Right. It is.
It's getting better, mm-hmm. but it was times that we had 20-week hold on tiles. I think that's, like the tile was the biggest.
Yeah, right? the tile was the biggest. I mean, there were some other products.
TPO, like, I think.
Yeah, TPOs for more commercial side. Mm-hmm. They had 6+ month lead times, but now that is gradually not the case anymore. You're looking at a couple week lead time, but tile's still one of the longer time frame products still out there, and I mean it's starting to come down. Mm-hmm. But no, experiencing not so much with, you know, our materials, we can get them in a very quick manner. Well, you know, we've got a great relationship with ABC.
Tell them because you people in high places in the material industry world.
Oh, you know people who know people.
You know people that know people.
I used to work for one of our suppliers, and of course,
very cool.
You know, that branch that I came from, we've got a great relationship. So anything that we need, it's a simple phone call and these guys are great. They'll literally move heaven and earth to get us what we need. And it's a great relationship. They've just been with us every step of the way and help our company grow. So it's a great relationship.
Yeah, very important to build relationships with vendors within your business and your industry. Makes mm-hmm. for a lot smoother of a process. So obviously 2 years into the business, I'm sure you guys all work like dogs. You're busy all the time as entrepreneurs. Never ends, 24/7. But when you do have some downtime, when you do have some free time, what do you guys like to do for fun?
Oh, go me first.
Okay. You first.
you first, Mike.
So I've been traveling the world quite a bit lately here, I guess. I just came back from Europe in November and again in last month. So I went to Italy and Ireland. So
how are you having time to travel the world with this new business? You lucky.
Well, that's why you have partners.
Exactly. You know.
You're onto something here. I like it. I like
you. Partners. You take a couple of weeks off, we'll hold down the fort. Yeah. Vice versa.
I love it. It's cool, man.
Stuff like that we try to really enjoy because we're not getting any younger. I've never been out of the country except for my time in the service, and that wasn't fun. So I want to explore, you know, other countries and enjoy with my family. And so that's one thing I look forward to, other than other things that I like to do, but I don't know if it's, you know, appropriate. I'm a gun enthusiast, so, you know.
he likes going to the range.
Got a lot of guns over here. It's fine.
Okay, cool.
So Mike, what was your favorite place that you've traveled to thus far?
So far, it's definitely Italy.
Yep. I was going to say same thing for me. The limited places that I've been, I would always gravitate to Italy. Such a beautiful country.
Oh, it is.
Let's go to Italy. All right. I'm next. All right. Sam.
Go to Italy.
Andrea. Your turn. Well, what do you got for me?
We love traveling as well. But lately, what we've been doing for fun is baseball.
Baseball.
Really?
We got kids.
Our, yeah.
How old are the kids?
11 and 12. And 28. The 28 is in...
And I have a 28-year-old in San Diego, California.
Yeah. So 28, 11, and 12.
Yeah, our 12-year-old is in travel baseball, so we do a whole lot of baseball.
You got your hands full with the travel
baseball, sports. Yes. Yeah.
They keep you running around, keep you on your toes.
Wow. Oof, yeah.
Daddy Uber and Mommy Uber.
Yeah. I'm failing. I'm going to get volunteered one of these days. Mikey Uber over here.
Hey, that's not a bad idea. Yeah, no.
But when we are not in baseball, we love, you know, just going to the beach and just relaxing and, you know, barbecuing and right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anything else?
Go fishing here and there. I like to fish. Just don't go as often as I want to or should. But
how could you have enough time between the travel, sports, and the business to get out there?
Right. There is not.
There is none.
Not a lot of time.
There is none. Very cool. You know what I found out a lot too, that the customers when they work. So a lot of customers want to talk to you after hours, Friday, Saturday, Sundays, because that's the time they're home, and we accommodate. So that takes a toll as well, you know, because business hours, they're working, so they don't have time to talk to a roofer. So when they get home Friday afternoon, Saturday, Sunday, yeah, that's when the messages, the calls start coming in. Hey, by the way. And we accommodate.
24/7 concierge service. I'm going to remember that. I'll be calling you. I'll do a roofing project. I'll be calling you at like 3:30 a.m.
I don't know about
that. Need to get you out here now, guys.
She'll answer. Calls before.
Got an emergency leak. Let's go.
Proposals at midnight, 1 a.m.
So, guys, before we wrap up here, what would be the one thing that you'd like for our listeners to know about the business? If you had to pick one thing, I'll give you one thing for each of you. He's got three people. How's that?
Okay. I would like them to know they are family, veteran-owned, locally-owned business. So support your local business, your family-owned business.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about.
So for me, it would be, we want our listeners to know, or your listeners, that if you're doing a roofing project, especially with us, we are there from start to finish. And we're with you every step of the process. So we're always on site. And any questions or anything that come up, we're there to resolve it with you.
You're going to get either Mike, Sam, or Andrea, nobody else.
All right. Anything else you want to leave us with, something, Sam? Could be one thing you'd like us to know, maybe some a tip or insight, something for the listeners to take away.
Trust in us. Try us out. Trust us, and you'll be happy.
All right. So anyone out there that's listening that has been staring at their 30-year-old roof for the last several years and know they need to get something done, they just haven't done it yet, how could they reach you? How could they learn more? Maybe share your website, your contact information.
Sure. Yes. So the phone number is probably the best way. It's 954-999-6600. We are on Instagram, Google, weatherrecoverysolutions.com. Just Google us and you see the reviews will speak for itself. So, and even Instagram, you'll see our jobs, our projects. I try to stay, you know, up to date with that. So just go on social media and you'll find us.
We're also BBB accredited too.
Yes.
All right. And we will, of course, put a link in the description below to all of your contact information. Guys, thanks so much for joining us today. This was fun.
No, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
No, it's our pleasure. This is what we do. And thanks, as always, to our listeners for tuning in. And we will catch you all next time on the next episode of the Good Neighbor Podcast. Everyone have a blessed day. And take care.
God bless.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Cooper City. To nominate your favorite local business to be featured on the show, go to gnpcoopercity.com. That's gnpcoopercity.com or call 954-231-3170.